News. I'm Jackie Quinn. A ruling on gun control from the U.S. Supreme Court today, which is upholding a 1994 law that bans people with restraining orders from possessing a gun. Our Haya Penjwani reports a lower court struck it down.
Chief Justice John Roberts wrote for the court and said, "The law uses common sense and applies only after a judge determines that an individual poses a credible threat of physical violence."
Steve Bannon, a longtime ally of Donald Trump, has gone to the U.S. Supreme Court seeking a delay of his prison sentence. Bannon is appealing convictions for defying a subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th U.S. Capitol insurrection. And a hearing's underway in Florida today as the Trump defense team challenges the special prosecutor in Donald Trump's classified documents trial. Our Jennifer King reports.
The former president's attorneys have launched motion after motion in an effort to get the indictment thrown out, one of them arguing that special prosecutor Jack Smith was illegally appointed by the Justice Department.
A big rail disruption at the start of the weekend in the Northeast. Amtrak trains in and out of New York City have been canceled or delayed. Service on the commuter line into New Jersey is totally suspended. Amtrak blames a disabled train at New York's Penn Station. The heat waves dragging on in the West. Arizona and California could see 100 degrees this weekend. Right now, Death Valley at 115. Some relief is coming for the Northeast. But in Concord, New Hampshire, sweltering conditions, even at an ice cream shop where Cameron Hildreth works.
It's rough. I was here all day yesterday for about 10 and a half hours. Sweating. We had a kid. We had to send home.
This is AP News. A bill signed into law this week makes Louisiana the only state to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every classroom in public schools and colleges. It churns up a long-running conflict over the role of religion in government institutions. The head of school at Archbishop Shaw High School says he agrees.
The Ten Commandments are a good law for people to follow, a way of life. In a world where there's so many mixed messages that we don't really need any moral laws or guidance at all, I thought it was very nice that they have the Ten Commandments as a guideline for people's living a moral life.
But civil rights attorney Edward Ahmed Mitchell objects.
They're not being expansive in trying to include Muslims or even Jews, even though the Ten Commandments comes from the Torah.
In 1980, the Supreme Court ruled a similar Kentucky law was unconstitutional. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.